Delightful.
We're reaching you live from Etim Inyang Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. It's the 28th day of March 2023. And yes, tomorrow, NLC said they will shut down the country. Stay at home strike begins tomorrow. They will picket all CBN offices nationwide, including the headquarters in Abuja. And this definitely will cripple banking, financial services. All workers, federal workers, will stay at home. I don't know about state affiliates. I have no idea whether they plan to join. But my best guess would be that they will join in solidarity. The federal government, on their own, they have moved on very, very, very swiftly. The CBN governor and the Minister of Employment, Labour and Employment, Chris Ngige, and Godwin Emefiele, they met with Labour yesterday and they gave assurances upon assurances, that situation has improved in town. They have told Labour that, especially the CBN has told Labour that they've opened up their vault to banks to come pick money. I gave my personal experience yesterday and how surprised I was. But I'll repeat that for those who didn't listen earlier in the morning at 5 when we're having this conversation. I'll share that in a bit. But moving forward, what I was saying about the meeting between CBN, Labour Minister and NLC yesterday, they didn't speak with the media after their meeting. But we understand from the information that we got, that Emefiele gave assurances that the CBN has done virtually everything that they need to do to make sure that money is available for Nigerians to be able to make use of. According to him, from what we gathered, he said that, strike action by Labour at this point in time could jeopardize the progress made, not just as per economy, also politically. There could be some people that may want to take advantage of what may eventually happen when the strike commences tomorrow. But we don't know exactly what Labour's position is, because Labour is meeting today and Labour will let us know exactly what their position will be, whether they should proceed on the strike tomorrow or they should shelve the planned strike. Now, coming to our own conversation, have you been able to get cash? What's the situation, at the banks that you've been to? If you're at the bank right now, we'd like to hear from you what the situation is like. If you've been to the bank, especially Monday and today, if you've been to the bank over the weekend as well, I would like, because the banks actually worked over the weekend, all through the weekend, following the directive of the CBN for them to work all through the weekend. If you're a banker as well, we'd like to hear from you what the situation is like. Do you now have do you now have the currencies now? Do you have cash now to dispense? Are people coming forward to dispense the cash, or are you still struggling to manage the cash that you have? Because when I went to my bank yesterday, surprisingly, I only saw one person at the ATM point, but I didn't stop at the ATM point. I went into the banking hall, and when I got into the banking hall, I didn't meet anybody there. Literally, except the bank workers. So I just walked in, and I was taken aback. So that forced me to ask the security guy the question, are you guys paying? The way you just bend down and ask, are you guys paying? And he said, yes. And he pointed me to the cashier to go approach the cashier to go get the money. And I walked up to the lady, picked up my withdrawal slip, wrote what I wanted to withdraw, and I gave the lady, and the lady issued me my money. It was that easy. I couldn't believe my eyes, because it was looking like it was they want to scam me, or there's nobody here, or that kind of thing. Like, it was empty. So that's my personal experience. This morning, we've heard other experiences from people who've said they're still struggling to get cash. They're still paying exorbitant fees to POS operators to get cash from them. What's your latest experience? If you've been to the bank, in the last 2 or 3 days. What was it like? 01-277-0993, 277-1993, 277-2993 and 277-3993. Or just call the smart number 0700-993-993-993. We've got a female-only line. That female-only can call that line. 01-465-7190. That's the female-only number. 01-465-7190. Plus, of course, I'd like to get your thought whether you think NLC should shelve their strike if you've seen improvements. Whether you feel that NLC should shelve their strike slated for tomorrow or NLC should go ahead and embark on that strike. Lagos, let's talk. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Yeah, so for concerning the bank, although I've not been to the bank recently, but there's my husband's former colleague that works in the bank.
Yeah.
So what I do is just to ensure that I credit my account, and he helps me with the withdrawal. He just debit my account and bring the cash home. So okay. That's what has been helping me. And their limit is 20,000 naira. You can only take 20,000 naira per transaction.
Mm.
So if you need more, you go to the ATM, which is almost impossible.
Mm.
So if I need another cash, I just tell him, I've credited 20,000 naira to my account. Whenever you are giving people money, just ensure that you help me debit and bring my withdrawal back to the house. So concerning the NLC strike,
should they go on?
If the meeting goes well, I think they should just shelve it.
Okay.
Because people are really having a hard time.
Hmm.
So if they come to Marina tomorrow at the CBN office, the traffic will be so terrible tomorrow. So I think they should just reconsider.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you too for calling. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Pastor Larico.
Let's talk.
Yeah. In my area here,
mm-hmm.
I think on Sunday, they pay more. On Sunday, some of my close friends got as much as 40,000.
Okay.
Yes. And some people got as much as 100K. But since yesterday, I think it has reduced.
Okay.
The queues are back.
The queues are back?
Yes.
On Monday.
So, for me, concerning the NLC, if their meeting goes well, I think they should shelve it for now.
Okay.
Because the people are already stretched beyond limit.
Mm.
It's the former president of the NLC really sold out. Because when people were really going through this tough time, was when he's supposed to have taken that action so that they can readdress this issue. But because he didn't do it, and this new NLC should just consider what people have been going through and find a way around it. Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
Thank you to you for calling. Thank you, Pastor Ladipo. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. We lost that call. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Joy. I'm calling from Ota.
Welcome, Joy.
Ogun State.
Welcome.
My take is that yesterday at the Zenith Bank, they just paid only 5,000 naira.
Okay.
They didn't pay more than that.
In Ota,
and
right?
First Bank, yes.
Mm.
And First Bank did not even dispense any money at all. They said that they have not gotten anything.
Okay.
That's what is happening right now in my place.
In Ota. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that information. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello, Quadri.
I'm sorry you can't hear me. I'm really sorry. Do try and call me back, okay? Good morning to you. Good morning. I can't hear you. Do try and call me back as well. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, with all this, I want, even they said they did meeting yesterday, but we don't know outcome of the meeting. The NIC should come out to address us. I know this thing is just because of the process. That is why CBN is trying to push money out. The problem is more than that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Appreciate it. The focus is, should NLC go on strike? And have you been able to get access to your money? Do you have your money now? Can you withdraw now as much as you would need? Let's stay on that focus now, because that's what we have right here in front of us right now. Good morning to you. Good morning. I can't hear you. Huh? Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello?
Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, please, I can. I can hear you clearly.
Yes, my name is Tunde. I'm calling from Ogijo.
Welcome, Tunde.
Yes, with regards to the Naira, cash stuff,
yeah.
You know, it's terrible here in Ogijo.
Mm.
They said we are still, nothing has changed.
Mm.
You know, to collect 1,000, you have to pay 300 Naira. It's terrible.
Wow.
It's, I mean, these
that is not
US,
fair.
Vendors, they are really, making us, go through hell. Now, concerning the NLC stuff,
yeah.
You know, I expected them to have taken action.
Mm.
You know, it's long overdue.
Mm.
But now, with what, people have gone through, they should just, put that, aside now and let us, focus on, pumping the, let the CBM, focus on pumping
and
money.
Pumping the money out. Right.
Into the country.
Right.
No.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Please, Joy.
Talk to me, Joy.
No money, and that's last protest they did in my side. They destroyed so many banks. So they have not repaired the bank. But somebody told me that First Bank is paying their customers yesterday 20,000.
Mm.
But me, I have no account with First Bank.
Mm.
It's this Zenith Bank. So the place now they destroy it, they have not started work since. And people are suffering. This thing is killing little business.
Mm.
And those who want to go on strike, they should not go on strike, oh, because many people are protesting now.
Mm.
Let them not bring another trouble to us, because Nigeria has suffered a lot. And I want to ask questions.
Oh, yeah.
This Emefiele, is he going to remain in office forever?
No, he's
Thank
not.
You.
He's not going to be in office forever, okay? Good morning to you. Oh, we lost that. Let's take another call. Nigeria Info, Morning Crossfire. Good morning to you. Good morning. I'm sorry, I can't hear anything. Morning to you. Good morning. Yes, miss.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Please turn off your radio.
Thank you.
Please turn off your radio. Thank you.
Yeah, Sheriff.
Yeah.
The car situation, I think in some areas, I work in a Lupeju area.
Okay, sir.
I think within 5-10 minutes, they are done with the ATM.
Mm.
All the banks around that development were paying.
Mm.
As for the NLC, I would advise them to shift off the strike, because they will compound the situation
okay.
on ground.
Okay.
Since the central bank governor is already making efforts to ensure that cash is available in banks and so on.
Okay.
I think he's been running up and down. I think he's been having a sleepless night. And they had some meetings announced about yesterday with the Minister of Labor. So with that consideration, because if they tend to go on strike now, it is possible they compound the situation again and we'll go back to square one.
Mm.
So I would advise Joe Ajero and his team to mellow down.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for the update as well. Now let's go to our live stream. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube, by the way. I'm going to take some comments that I've dropped on our live stream now. Aditola Olusheson says, my own take is that since last week, Thursday and Friday, the FCMB at, where is it again? No. At Gokusu Lekki, Lagos are paying money since last week. Any amount you can withdraw, go there now and withdraw your money there. So the way he puts it is like, go there and cash out. And that takes me to, this another angle of this conversation, where one of the papers saying that cash scarcity persists because something like Nigerians hoarding money. If you've tried withdrawing or you've withdrawn successfully your money, tell me, be very honest. You're keeping the cash, Abby. Be very honest with me. You know, it's between you and me. you are keeping and you are withdrawing every day. You want to get out all your money from the banking system, Abi, because you don't know what may come next. I'd really like to get an honest thought on that. You know, whether you're hoarding your money and your reason for hoarding it. There's nothing I would do. I mean, look, there's nothing. I don't know if you do anything. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please.
Yes. Sheriff, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yes. Actually, I want to talk about the situation of things. What I discovered is that there's no plan for corporate organization with the bank and the CBN. When you get to the bank and you tell them you want to withdraw a certain amount for the transaction of your organization, they will tell you there's no plan for corporate organization. So I've been wondering, is it only for individuals? What of the companies? Are we going to run aground all the companies? Because CBN is running a cashless policy.
So wait.
That's my own take.
Can I talk to you?
There should also be contributions to corporate organization.
Yeah.
As regards MLC strike,
she can't hear.
I think it's better the sheriff for now.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know what is the issue with the country. Was our government wait until the NLC, you know, say they want to go on strike before they will now consider Nigeria? It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be. Nigeria should be their priority. That's my own thing.
Can I ask a question? Can you hear me? Oh, she can't hear me. What a shame. Because I was going to ask her whether she was told that the limit of 5 million weekly for organization is still intact, or she was just told there's no plan for corporate organization. I'd like to get clarification. If you're a banker, it'd be nice to, you know, get your thoughts on this one here now, as regards the last caller's observation. Good morning to you. Good morning. Let's hang up and take another one then. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you.
Okay, my name is Joseph, calling from Ikoyi.
Welcome, Joseph.
Okay, my take about the cash code. You know, you talk about people holding money, and that is true, because Nigerians have passed through so much. Myself, as an example, like when I heard that they have released money and Saturday, Sunday, money is going to be paid, I made sure that on Saturday, I withdrew as much as I can from trade banks. On Sunday, I did the same thing. In fact, I have to attend a church service to make sure that I fulfill that purpose, because I don't want to suffer what I suffered during the election period. There was no money at all any year. In fact, I have to pay over 30,000 naira to get the 100,000 naira. So now, if you find out that people are holding money, it is true. Me, myself, I'm holding money.
Okay.
I'm going to say it.
Because of what you've passed through, Abi?
Yeah, I passed through so much. My children, my wife, everybody. In fact, we're just frustrated looking at each other without help. It was a friend of mine who referred me to someone who can give me 100,000, and I have to pay 30K.
Wow.
Just to collect 100,000 at that period to survive.
Wow.
It was so tough. So now we are doing much of the little of deposit and much of withdrawal. Thank you.
Thank you too. And thanks for being honest as well. I really, really, really appreciate your honesty. Because I just wanted to confirm what the headline says. I just wanted to confirm that story about people now hoarding money. And I'm not going to pretend as though, you know, people didn't go through hell in the past couple of weeks, right? Nobody should pretend that people didn't go through hell. I understand that. But we have to come out of this, right? If everybody hoards money, if everybody keeps money in their homes, eventually they will still spend it now at some point. Abi, you still spend it at some point. Let's take some messages. I have tons of them. Wow. So we're going to start with this one here on live stream on YouTube. It says, African bloke. I would certainly like to know what's happening. Where exactly are all the new Naira notes? He's concerned about the new Naira notes. You know why you may not see enough new Naira? Because the new Naira notes were really not that much. Yeah, really not that much. That's why you would not see them as much as you would have. Should we still be spending just in new Naira notes? We're going to take a break now, Lagos. Let's take a break. I would still come to you. We'll talk some more. Well, let's head out. Let's take this break. I'll be back to talk some more on your situation, on Nigeria's situation, on cash availability. Stay here on Nigeria Info's Morning Crossfire.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're back taking your reactions to the Naira crunch situation that Nigeria is has been experiencing for some time now. And yes, actions have been taken. The CBN, the Labour Union, NLC that is in particular, and the Minister of Labour and Employment, Chris Ngige, they met yesterday and they had a tete-a-tete. And yeah, we didn't know exactly what they spoke about, but then sources shed some light into what their meeting, how their meeting, you know, went. And I'm asking from you out there that you've been to the banks, or you are at the bank right now, or you are a banker, what the true picture is. This would give an insight into my next question, which is whether Labour should proceed on their indefinite strike action over this Naira scarcity issue, or they shouldn't. Are things improving, or they are deteriorating, or they are the same? Wherever you are, whatever location that you are, just give us the location and your experience, or what you've seen. Basically, you can do that even by sending a message in via WhatsApp. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805. I'm on WhatsApp. I'm going to quickly cross to WhatsApp now. Akan is on WhatsApp. And Akan sent me a message, says, which NLC is calling for strike? They should embark on image correction. They have lost the trust of the people. That's Akan. There's no point going further with that message. We all know where it's headed. Let's take another one then. From WhatsApp. This person says, I'm Jimmy, listening to you from Finland. And Jimmy says, it's unfortunate that people have to suffer unnecessarily. The number of unbanked people will increase due to lack of trust of monetary policy. If Nigeria internet quality is efficient and effective by 80%, cashless policy shouldn't be by duress. I haven't been to my bank since 2019. That's Jimmy in Finland, who sent that via WhatsApp this morning. I'm going to take another one, still from WhatsApp. Sivanus Aburime is here, and Sivanus says that talking about election, gonna drop that. Listen, I've got said not a problem that strike, barring other logistics wahala, who will then pay out the money that the bank, that the CBN would be forced to release. That's the way Sivanus is looking at it, that if NLC should go on strike, the money will not be there, noni. And how would they now measure whether the money is now available or not to want to call off the strike in the end? Sivanus, thank you. Alex from Ota in Ogun State says, why won't people hoard money? Whenever anything is scarce and there is need for it, the natural reaction is to hoard it. People need to survive. Alex, trust me, nobody is blaming anybody, you know, for hoarding, especially looking at what they've been through in the past weeks. Eh? Okay. This person says, I'm right now at GTB Mobolaji Bank, Anthony. I went inside within 2 minutes and I got my money without delay. I think the situation is getting better. That's John from Maryland who gave us that update. John, thank you for sharing that update. Very, very important. My problem is the way is missing here. The way I was, or the manner I was debited since February up till now, I've not received my money. Christian from Abraham Adesanya Estate is sending that in. Christian, there are ways that you can go about this. You can have you approached your bank? Have you lodged a complaint with your bank? What's the response from your bank? Ekene from Oshodi says, most banks here in Victoria Island are paying since yesterday, but what I observe is that they don't pay from their ATM machine. You must be their customer before you withdraw. That's Ekene from Oshodi who sent that in. He's in VI here, though, at least from the message he sent in. Ekene, thank you for sharing. We'll take three more from WhatsApp, then I'll come to the telephone before we head to our live stream on Facebook. John is in K2. John says, on Saturday and Sunday, I was able to withdraw 10K each. I did it in less than 5 minutes. I don't know of yesterday and today. On the strike, if this isn't resolved, I feel a warning strike won't be a bad idea. That's John who sent that. John, thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. You're sending me a voice note. There's no way I can take your voice note. I'm sorry. I'm going to take another one here. It says, Zenith Bank is not helping people, especially at their branches. I've been visiting. Okay, so Ralph, I get your message. Zenith Bank, is this satellite town? Because you can't say at their branches. They have plenty of branches. So which branch exactly do you have problem with? That would have been quite helpful. Ralph, but thanks for making the effort to send in that message. Ngege and Emefiele are playing pranks. No money in the banks. Labor must go on strike. Patrick just wants to see strike. That's what Patrick just wants. Strike. Patrick doesn't want to go to work. Patrick, good morning to you. Good morning. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I'm really sorry. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Yes, okay. Miss. Morning to you.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.
My name is Augustine Ode.
Welcome, Augustine.
Yeah. Concerning this policy, to me, I think I don't know why we really need cash. I won't lie. I can't remember what last time Ode even come on 1,000 or 2,000. Even to extend that, if I want to even enter 100 naira, 200 naira. I discovered that even people that are selling agbo, common agbo, 100 naira, they take transfer. So I think I don't see any reason why we keep talking about this cashless. So my asking, what I'm trying to say, I don't know why we just focus on this cash. Well, yeah. Why? What are we really need this cash for? To me, even if I want everybody, like if you want to buy something beyond. Yeah. Or 5,000 naira. I think we should just do this transfer. Okay? I don't really think we really need this cash around. I beg.
Okay, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sharif. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mama T from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
Sharif, you see this meeting? They are meeting the CBN and the meeting. It's messing after that. Messing after that is not only the cash that you go to the bank to collect, is the thing. The transfer we are doing doesn't work, it does not go. If you since on Saturday I transfer money, the money is still hanging. I cannot pay for the thing, and the owner is worried. The thing is just hanging like that. Mm. It's not only cash now. The transfer they ask us to do is not working. And it's not meeting these people that don't want us to do strike. It's messing after that now. We have all gone to the grave. Now is making amendment.
We have not all gone to the grave. Let's be mindful of the choice of words that we use. People are still going to, get their cash, and they are still making use of their cash. Really, yes, people have gone through a lot, but we can't remain in that place. We can't remain in the pain with the pains and the agony of. If the money is available, go and get your money. There's no messing after debt when it comes to your money. It's your money, oh. Don't go and leave it there and say, it's money after debt. I've gone through enough. There's no point. Let me just be going through that enough. Let me be going through the pains. If you leave my money there. No, now. If you need money and there is money available, go and get the money. Yeah, let's move on. When something is bright, let's see the brightness. When it's dark, see the darkness and look for the light at the end of the darkness. Not when you see the light and you keep seeing darkness. No. That's not the problem.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this Friday for me, Boleri.
Talk to me.
Yeah, for me, I don't think going on strike at this moment. Too. Instead of going on strike, why can't the NSC, why can't they head to court? Because what is raining now is the court. Anything now, you go to court. Talking about the money issue, Sherry, it has really improved now because on Sunday, yeah, Saturday and Sunday, bank, they open now in Apapa here. Okay. People were able to withdraw money from a bank.
Okay.
Even yesterday, yeah, one of my colleagues said he withdrew 150,000 yesterday in the bank.
Are you kidding?
And another one went to bank. He just wanted to withdraw 10,000. They asked him if he need more, that even he can withdraw 50,000 now.
No way.
So it has improved. There is no need of going to strike. What if you go on strike now, Sherry? There is no money. We stay at home 3 days. What are we? Where are we going to see the money for children to eat? So NSC should think otherwise.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. All right. That's Friday. Who thinks things have improved? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Juliana.
Juliana, welcome.
First time caller.
Good to have you. Good to have you.
Okay. My own take on this issue of money, withdrawing money or money scarcity is that at Aja branch, Ado branch yesterday, I was able to withdraw. People were much at their gate to enter the bank.
The premises,
the is that a lot of people, they are not withdrawing. They are going straight to customers' cares. And the place is still
sorry, Juliana, we're losing your connection. You said a lot of people were not withdrawing or what?
Yes, from my own, my own experience yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I entered the banking hall.
Mm-hmm.
Even their ATM, no, people were not really there.
Okay.
To withdraw money.
Okay.
The banking hall, where to deposit and to withdraw money, people were not even there. In fact, in front of those bankers, there were no people there. I went there, I withdraw my money. But when you go upstairs of Ado, that's GTB Asaju.
Okay.
A lot of people is because of complaint there. My money
complaints.
Hangs. This one, a lot of that place was crowded.
Okay. Okay.
It was really
for
crowded.
Complaints.
So the money to withdraw money, it has really improved. It has really improved from my own state because with my experience. Though at the gate for me to enter, it was a lot of hell. But when I entered, it didn't take me up to 3 minutes. I withdraw my loan and I came out.
All right.
So that's my own.
Thank you. Thank you for the update. Appreciate it. On WhatsApp, Chooks from Powerline says, to be honest with you, people are suffering here in Powerline. Lots of people in the bank, no payment. That's Chooks in Powerline. I'm going to take a few more messages here. This person says, you're still typing. Should I move on? Maybe I should leave your message now since you're still typing. The guy stopped typing. He says, can you believe I just paid 1,000 naira to collect 5,000 naira yesterday night in the Shaga area? Most of the POS operators around here are ripping people off. And that I have no sympathy towards them, for the POS operators who are exploiting people. Din Naji says, it's a shame the way things are churning out in Nigeria. How can some... Okay, he's talking about another thing entirely, so we're going to skip this. I'm sorry, Dean, your message came in pretty late, so I'm going to skip it because we're way past that conversation. Let's see. This person says, this past Saturday, I wanted to collect money at Sele bus stop. That's what you mean, Abi. Along Oshodi Apapa Expressway. They said for 1,000, I will pay 300 naira as charge. I walked away. God's willing, I walked down Okota Road and entered my bank, GT Bank. Got cash at the counter in less than 20 minutes. Although some places are still difficult to get cash. Thank you. Thank you for the update. Let's take another one here from Oluwasegun Bankole, who says, it will still continue this way in as much as we still have less than 50% of currency in circulation. Rackets everywhere, POS bankers, I insist on the NLC strike. Some hidden information will be exposed. As Oluwasegun Bankole who sent that, he said that with the NLC strike, you know, some things will come out. Polycap Oche says, as per cash crunch, I doubt if it will ever end. The POS operators will go to the bank, collect cash free, and be selling old notes 200 naira for 1,000 naira in Ojodu Bega area. New notes 300 naira per 1,000. Regards. That's, he's greeting me. Polycap, put everything together. No space, nothing. Thanks, though. It's 8:46. I'm going to take one more. Let's take one more. Then we'll come to the telephone. Emmanuel Christopher from Lekki says, I hope during the population and housing census, this is... I don't know when you sent this one, but it's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. Okay. So let's replace that with this one here that says, Debo is your name from Wawa. Debo says, I was at Adeniro Ogunsanra Asuleri yesterday, Monday, and I combed all the banks, Zenith, GTB, Sterling, etc. for money on that stretch, yet there was no money at the ATM. It was only Access Bank that money and the queue was long. That has money and the queue was long. Please let the strike begin. The suffering is too much. I had to buy 5K for 6K yesterday. You mean you paid 1K extra to get 5K? So sad. All right, Debo, thank you for sharing your experience. I'm back to the telephone now. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Sheriff Quadri.
Yes, please.
Thank you for the good job you're doing.
Thank you, too.
Yeah, my name is Engineer Opera. I reside in Ayobo. We have one GT Bank along Baku.
Okay.
And the crowd there is discouraging.
Mm.
The crowd outside is discouraging. So most of us don't even dare, to queue because it might take you hours.
Is that the only bank around that side?
Sorry?
Is that the only bank around?
We have Zenit Bank, which I don't think is operational sometimes, on and off.
Okay.
We have Echo Bank. But mainly the one that people really go for is the GT Bank.
Okay.
So, but the crowd is discouraging.
Of course, it
is. So what we do, like yesterday, I was at Suleri. I didn't know Gunsoya somewhere, but it's almost yesterday, and I needed some cash. So, and I saw people queuing up at Access Bank.
Okay.
They are sharing boundary with Fidelity Bank. So there's a lot of crowds trying to go into the banking hall.
Hmm.
There are also some people at the ATM stand. Okay. So I was able to. I think the Access Bank is paying their customer with their ATM card, okay. 20,000.
Okay.
While they are paying non-customer with other bank card with 10,000. But you have to withdraw twice. So when you put in your card, it gives you 5K the first time. So if you want more, it gives you another 5K. So that's what you can pay those who are non. But I think I would say that labor strike would have come before now.
Okay.
Yes, before now. That's what I think, because if they have initially strike earlier enough, I think maybe probably would have gone beyond this state, because really, really, we are Nigerians, we are taking for granted. The CBN, all banks, I'm telling you, we are all taking for granted. And that's why right now everybody is, moving around looking for banks that are paying. And
right.
Like the areas you are, if you can't move around, if you can't move beyond that area, so you are stuck. Like I said, traffic on the area. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Bless you too. Thanks for calling me. Let's go to the live stream now. Yes, the CBN has improved. Now I give them 85% improvement about the cash availability. That's from Aditola on our live stream on Facebook. Let's take another one. Matthew says, I got 100K from GT Bank yesterday. Going back to get more today, as I don't want to face the hardship again. That's Matthew still talking about hoarding of the Naira. Raphael says, Nigerians, Shah, NLC is fighting for them now, and they're saying they shouldn't go on strike. If NLC keeps quiet now, they would blame them for not saying anything. Some people are just selfish because you don't need cash. You don't rubbish others that use cash. No, he did not rubbish others. He was wondering why. The same way I have said severally that I've been cashless since God knows when. It's just that you still need little cash to do a few things. I'm almost certain that he was referring to some platform, but he didn't want to mention the platform. So he was a bit even more cautious to advertise another platform. Because if people are open to that platform, maybe a lot of people's demand for Naira, physical cash, would reduce greatly. And you know the platform yourself. Raphael, thank you for sharing your thoughts with me. Appreciate it, okay? Appreciate it. I'm going to go to Twitter now. I'm going to go take this one. This will be... it's 8:52. Femi the Great Pundit says, the main issues No one is talking about is the alternative payments, etc., transfers, USSD, online payment, etc., that are so bad, and these are supposed to complement the cash, ATM, and other services. Banks did nothing since even before the cash issue started. Family pointed, I agree with you. This issue of failed online transactions started way before the cash scarcity, way before. And we've talked about it even here on so many occasions.
This is an infomercial.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know why that happened. Yeah, but what I know is that we have less than a minute to go. After that, I would have to go. So let me use the opportunity to say my bye-byes. Tomorrow, I'll be speaking with Adejoke Aladesomi. I'll be talking about the prisons belonging now to belong to states, according to the new law signed by the president, and what this means for states, what it means for prison operations, and what it means for inmates as well, employment and the rest of them. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. I'm Sheriff Quadri across all social media platforms. Bye for now.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.